The Beer Brothers proudly present The Best Of,
a podcast about the best of everything, from the mundane to the ridiculous, just three buddies sitting around a card table talking about things that absolutely matter to no one.
We are going old school today, boys. We have been asked, begged, requested by our listeners to do a little bit more best of, go back to do a best of, and so we are going to do one tonight. It's a very exciting.
We got to do what the fans want. I kind of miss the best of. I really do.
Yeah. So, and these always bring about good arguments, conversations amongst us. So that'll be good. I'm Mark.
I'm Chris.
I'm Greg.
And the best of tonight is such a fascinating topic. We could be talking about the NHL playoffs right now.
So before we get started with this, looks like there's a fair amount of fans sitting outside in like lawn chairs. I assume there's a big screen out there. Yeah,
that is called Lightning Alley. I'm a huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan, as you boys know, if our listeners didn't know that. So we are watching the Lightning, who are down 2-0 to the Florida Panthers. And outside of Amalie Arena, there's a great outside area. It's called Thunder Alley. My favorite place in the world is Thunder Alley and Amalie Arena. So hopefully they can pull one out tonight and make it a series again. But I'll tell you this, Florida's good. I have no harsh words to say about them. They're a good hockey team. So
it's the best of what?
The best of tonight.
No, I'm talking about the hockey series. Best of seven.
Best of seven.
Okay. I asked that question.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, so two more, we're good. All right.
Yeah, so Florida has home ice advantage, so they played the first two games at home, been very close games. The Lightning could have won either one. The last one went to overtime, and Florida won in overtime on a goal scored by a former Lightning member, Carter Verhaeghe. So,
Verhaeghe.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's good. Wish they hadn't gotten rid of him.
We could be talking about all kinds of things. The NFL draft begins tonight, one of my favorite events of the year.
Does everybody hate the number one pick?
Always.
Yeah. Everybody hates him.
Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
Terrible. Everybody hates him.
Punk. But we have a very exciting topic tonight, and it is wrestling rivalries.
Now, let me reiterate, of the three of us, I'm the one that knows the least about wrestling.
I don't know why we limit it to that topic.
That's exactly right.
I only watched wrestling for, 2 years when I lived in the fraternity house. When Beavis and Butthead was not on, we would watch wrestling. So.
Hmm. Well,
so the Attitude Era is the only thing I really know, right?
We were going to, we're going to bounce around a little bit. We're going to talk about some classic wrestling rivalries, probably some Attitude Era as well. But Chris, since you claim to know the least of us about wrestling,
it's a good thing there's an internet.
Yes, exactly.
Wrestling rivalries.
So what's begin? What do we got?
So I've got to go. I'm going to throw you guys for a loop. It's not going to involve Degeneration X. It's not going to involve anything from the Attitude Era.
I thought that was all you knew about when it comes to wrestling.
However, I am a little bit versed in the Randy Poffo Terry Bollea rivalry, aka Randy Macho Man Savage.
Terry Bollea.
And Hulk Hogan.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's the one that had the leg drop.
That's Hulk Hogan. He had the leg drop.
The greatest finishing move ever.
100%.
Okay. We'll get into finishing moves with those two guys in a minute. I'm not sure which was worse, the flying elbow or the leg drop. But, you know, Hulk Hogan was on top of the thing. He was doing his American Made. He's rolling in WWF. Next thing you know, Randy Poffo leaves minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he really wasn't a baseball player.
Yeah, he was a baseball player.
He was a catcher, right?
But you have to understand that he comes from a wrestling
family. His brother, Lanny Poffo.
I'll go even
and his
further.
His father.
Angelo Poffo.
All wrestlers, right? Yeah. So anyhow, Macho Man decides to leave baseball, comes into the WWF, and automatically he wants to be somebody. So he starts pushing Hulk Hogan, who's on top of the game. They had this huge rivalry.
Not the game.
I am the game. A little bit different. So along the way, Randy Poffo marries Frankfort, Kentucky's own Elizabeth Hewlett, Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth.
Who becomes his manager, right? Or his valet.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he and Hulk, I think someone attacked Randy in the ring, and Hulk comes out and kind of saves him, and they become buddies, right? The superpowers, right? Mm-hmm. Mega powers.
Mega powers.
And so they're buddies for a while. They're tag team, and everything's great. Everybody loves everybody. But in real life, Randy Poffo, a.k.a. Macho Man Randy Savage, is very jealous of Miss Elizabeth, and WWF capitalizes on this angle. And Miss Elizabeth gets in the middle of it because she's also Hulk Hogan's valet. They become close, even in the singles matches. And long story short, they have a falling out. And WWF pushes it. And Randy Poffo, Randy Macho Man Savage, and Hulk Hogan get back into this humongous rivalry that didn't really end until Macho Man was even out of wrestling. After he'd already left and gone and disappeared to, what, WCW, and Hulk had gone to WCW. And then, it was just a bad situation. So, you know, it was a great rivalry, and they actually played off of the realistic things with Miss Elizabeth, which, again, was from Franklin County High School.
And Miss Elizabeth, by the way, if we were going to do a best of, which we should do at some point, the best of wrestling managers.
She's up there. She's the best woman manager,
and
for sure.
And by far, I think if you're talking about the classiest, just...
No, yeah.
Just she's a not classical, sensational Sherry.
She's a classical beauty.
She's not. You're correct.
Yeah. Just a great, great lady.
Would you think she'd be the most... world-renowned graduate of Franklin County High School.
Absolutely.
100%. I think that, when you look at Hulk Hogan and all of the different rivalries that he's been a part of.
1,000.
Yeah. I understand wanting to go with the Macho Man. It was a good one. I'm definitely not debating that.
Right. I think we're going to have a special guest here in just a second, too.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Who's showing up?
Hold up.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Freak out. Listen, brother. I want to talk about the man, that they call Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Hulkster. You had your moment with the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and you failed, brother. Dig it. Man, that was fast.
That was pretty good.
He was
take.
In and out I mean, of
that's,
here.
That's a hot take.
Wow. In and out.
Wait a minute, though. Is there somebody else?
I haven't
seen anybody else except Gunther.
Is there anybody else here?
Gunther was very shocked by seeing. I think someone else may show up later.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Strange.
Wow. Man, goodness. Right. But
Hulk's got a million rivalries.
And to me, his greatest rival. And a lot of people say Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
It was for that time that there was a really good rivalry there for a little bit. But I got to go older and say the one guy that didn't, take the pin, in other words, do the job for Hulk Hogan, and it's the one guy that they never really had a clean finish was Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Piper.
Everybody hated Rowdy Roddy Piper, though. I mean, come on. Everybody was his nemesis.
Piper and Hogan, that was really the beginning. That led to WrestleMania 1. And, that created it all. And it was real heat between those guys. I think that's a good one. I think mm-hmm. Hulkster could be. What about you, Greg?
I will go more Chris's era.
Okay.
Because just for a classic one.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, not that part.
Oh, sorry.
The classic one in the Attitude Era, I think, has to be The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
You were one or the other. You were a fan of one or the other.
Yeah.
I was a Rock man. I mean, he lost more to Stone Cold than Stone Cold lost to him, but I always liked The Rock better.
Yeah.
I thought his promos were better. And you chose one or the other. I mean, you were a fan of The Rock. You were a fan of Stone Cold. Which was your choice?
You know, the problem is, I liked them both. And that's weird to say that, but they were both. It's like they were trying to make a heel out of one or the other. And everybody liked them both. You know,
they were both so good in their characters. They both come up in different characters. And they were both terrible in their other characters.
Yeah.
But when they got switched to these, then... everybody enjoyed.
But is there ever been anybody better on the mic with promos than The Rock?
Nobody.
I mean, ever.
Ric Flair, maybe.
Well, I was going to ask but Chris. But
a complete different era.
Do you think that Ric Flair was better on the mic?
It doesn't matter what you think. I knew it was coming. I can't help it.
I mean, The Rock was really good.
And you know, all that was, if you watch any of that, all that was ad-libbed. The guy was just a genius on the microphone.
Yeah. My favorite ones were when he says, and as they start chanting The Rock's name, and then he holds the microphone down and everybody starts screaming Rocky and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
He was so good.
He could make a whole arena.
But nobody could drive a Zamboni or a concrete truck to fill up Vince McMahon's Corvette.
It was really unique stuff that they did. Yeah. And they can't do it today.
No, I mean, definitely not.
I mean, it was edgy.
But you know, it was, and that's when, you know, people like me who weren't wrestling fans really got enamored by it because, you know, yeah, it was a soap opera, but you know, the things that they would allow those guys to get by with, like you're saying, you can't do it today. But who was your favorite, Mark? You're more of a Rock or a Stone Cold guy?
Well, I would have to say The Rock. Just the way he worked the microphone.
He was ridiculous. Exceptional.
Now, I will tell you, I do own to this day, and it's in a pristine condition. I have an Austin 316 shirt with a smoking skull. I absolutely do. T-shirt. Saw them for Monday Night Raw, and it was everything you'd expect it to be. Now, The Rock was not there, though.
Now, they headlined two or three, maybe, WrestleManias?
I think so.
I know it was two.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. And the first one they headlined together, Stone Cold Steve Austin won, The Rock won the second one. It was kind of Stone Cold's farewell match that The Rock beat him in WrestleMania.
Let's go one step further. How great is The Rock as an actor? Have you guys ever seen any of his movies?
He's good. Yeah, I mean,
I've seen his movies.
He's good. Yeah. He's really good. And again, I think that goes
Jumanji.
Back to...
Yeah, Jumanji.
He's great in Jumanji. Yeah, he's great in that. The Gridiron Gang is a great movie, too, he's in. And of course,
Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy's great. Moana, all these movies. Yeah. And that's a funny thing. Think about all the actors. We go back to my guy, Hulk Hogan. What's the one movie you can remember with Hulk Hogan in?
Rocky III.
No, awful. No holds barred.
Okay, Rocky III is terrible.
He's Thunderlips, the ultimate male.
Hey, awful. Hey, and that was before he was even in the WWF at the time, WWE.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was, he had been in the AWA.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he filmed that, and so he actually filmed that before he became big. So, do we have a fun fact?
Can either of you name a movie that Randy Macho Man Savage appeared in?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can name one.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
Hey, Freak Show!
I got you for 3 minutes!
Hey, Freak Show, you're not going anywhere!
That's great.
It's such a good movie, man. Such a good movie.
That's good.
All right, well, that's a good one, Greg. So who was your favorite? Were you a Rock or a Stone Cold?
I was a Rock guy. Yeah, no question.
See, I love Stone Cold because he was all about anti-establishment.
Yeah, I was a Rock man.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
That was a good time in wrestling. Look,
now let's go back to an older era of wrestling.
Yeah, Mark? Yes, exactly.
Hey, we're going back to the 30s.
Well, back in the day, I'm going to go back into the early to mid 1980s in the state of Texas. World Class Championship Wrestling. I know it wasn't the WWE, it wasn't the WCW/NWA, but in World Class Championship Wrestling, which you're learning more about now if you have seen the movie The Iron Claw, which I still have not seen.
I have not seen it.
But I knew the story pretty well.
It's the Von Erichs, right?
The Von Erichs versus the Fabulous Freebirds. One of the bloodiest, harshest, greatest rivalries in wrestling history. I mean, the Fabulous Freebirds were everything that the Von Erichs weren't. The Von Erichs were wholesome, you know, this image of this family, and the Fabulous Freebirds,
basically,
except
one.
Yeah. We're from Bad Street, USA, from Atlanta, GA.
Right. Who was?
The Fabulous Freebirds.
I remember
the Freebirds.
Who was in that?
Michael PSA's, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Roberts.
Yeah, I remember those.
I got nothing.
And Michael Hayes later on became a road agent and a backstage guy for the WWE.
Right.
Terry Bam Bam Gordy was the most talented wrestler of all of them, but he died very early at a young age. Buddy Roberts was a wrestling technician. And those three guys, by the way, you mentioned movies.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
The Fabulous Freebirds were in a movie at the very beginning of the movie. It had nothing to do with wrestling.
DC Cab.
No.
Oh.
It was a movie. I'll just give you a quote and see if we can get it. And by the way, this qualifies as a fun fact. In the end, there can be only one.
I love that movie.
The Highlander.
Highlander.
At the very beginning, when he's at the wrestling matches, that's the Fabulous Freebirds taking on Greg Gagne and you know, his tag team partners, Jim Brunzel. And yeah.
Best line by Kurgan in the whole movie. It's better to burn out than fade away.
Exactly. The Kurgan is a great
character. Another fun fact.
Yes.
Who did the soundtrack for the movie Highlander?
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. At?
That would be Queen.
Queen.
You got it.
Where's the cricket button at?
Oh, the best song from that one, though? Who Wants to Live Forever?
Great song. Yep. All of them. Queen, you know, did the soundtrack for Flash Gordon and for Highlander. Two fantastic. Anyway, I digress. That would be my old school wrestling rivalry.
So was it hardcore? You said bloody and all that. Was it hardcore? Yeah. Were they cutting or was it like hardcore?
No, it was just vicious. Watch some of the matches on YouTube.
Any truth or? Well,
I got a vicious rivalry for you. If you want to hit a couple
hang on,
more.
Hang on.
I do.
Hang on. Was there anything that was not scripted that was going on behind the scenes that caused this anger and rivalry,
or was it all scripted?
There was. There's a really good. What's the show on?
Dark Side of the Ring.
Dark Side of the Ring. Yeah. There's a really good Dark Side of the Ring episode that talks about the Von Erichs and the Freebirds.
I've got to watch that. I don't know anything about these guys.
There was always a lot of heat with the Von Erichs behind the scenes because, you know, they got the push because of their name. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the other wrestlers did not really appreciate that. And the Freebirds were, in real life, the exact opposite of what the Von Erichs were. So, yeah, there was some heat there. But when David Von Erich, the first Von Erich, died, he'd been in Japan and died over there. You can watch the interview with Michael PSAs, and he comes out and he's visibly shaken by the whole thing. And it was one of those things where, you know, what do they call it, kayfabe or whatever,
right.
When wrestling becomes real. And you could tell he was just like, you know, he wanted to come out and continue the rivalry, but he was shaken. Wow. So yeah, really good. Really good. What about you, Greg? You had one.
I've got an old school one that's vicious.
I can't wait to hear.
And this may be too old school for you. Bruiser Brody.
Uh-huh.
And Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, juicy.
That's violent.
Yes.
You want to talk about violent?
Oh.
Bruiser Brody was violent.
He was a bad man.
I mean, everybody was scared of him. The crowd was scared of him. I mean,
all
he
the other
would
wrestlers,
go into the crowd all the time.
Every other wrestler, no one wanted to fight him because he wrestled, you know, what they called stiff. Very, like, he didn't try to protect anyone. He tried to beat the heck out of everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have never heard of Abdullah the Butcher.
Are you serious?
Abdullah the Butcher's awesome.
Okay. Never heard of him. I am lost here.
We're going to have to add a video element to this podcast so we can pull
Brody
up pictures.
He was about like Big John Studd says.
All right. I know you're talking about
that. He had crazy hair that was like,
I know that feeling.
Out huge.
Yeah,
Like yours.
Yeah.
And Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, my God. He looks like George the Animal Steel, but with what's on his head.
Okay. That's scars from where he used to cut.
He would take a fork. Abdullah the Butcher would take a fork
and go,
in his own head.
In his head. That's him.
In his own head.
Yep.
On purpose.
There he is. Look at that.
What is.
Is that not awesome?
That is strange.
That's old school.
That is very strange.
It looks like you can buy an Abdullah the Butcher 8x10. Look at that.
Is he eating a piece of liver?
Yes. Raw.
What's that beside the liver? That's so strange.
This is not making for good podcast.
No, it's not.
No, but it's so enjoyable
Google,
for us.
Listen, to our listeners, Google Abdullah the Butcher. Wow. That's not what I expected the guy to look like.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude who owns Rendezvous. Not Rendezvous.
I'm sorry, what?
Or Dreamland Barbecue.
That's Big Daddy John Bishop. What are you talking about?
Actually, and there's Bruiser Brody. Right there.
Bruiser Brody was the man. He would come out and he would swing a big chain around, too. I mean,
and there, as you can see, every look how bloody that is. Every match they had, was someone bled. Was like,
that is
usually both of them, like in this one.
That is okay. That's absurd. But all anyhow,
all right, you got another one, Chris.
And look at Abdullah's physique.
Oh, it's very, he's very fit. He is very fit. I don't know what that is under his arm, between his arm and his chest. But it's very unique.
Yeah.
Do I have another one?
I mean, there's one we haven't talked about that has to be mentioned.
Yeah, it is.
Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes has to be mentioned.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean to tell you, if we could only interview both of those guys, if they were just, you know, in the same room where we could talk with both of them, it would be amazing. Like, what kind of questions would you ask of a Ric Flair and a Dusty Rhodes?
I would have to ask Ric Flair, are those really crocodile shoes? Mm-hmm. You know? Really?
Is it a real Rolex?
Is he really jet flying?
Oh, he's Rolex wheeling wearing. Dealing.
Is he wheeling dealing?
Well,
I would ask Dusty Rhodes right now, if he was here right now, I would ask him if he was proud of his son.
Well, you know what? That's fantastic, because guess what? You will never believe this.
What?
We have the board out. The little
Ouija board's
the
out.
Little thing he took us to it, and Dusty Rhodes is now here.
Let me tell you something. It's really interesting that you're talking about one of my rivals, if you will. A rival in so many ways. Ricky Flair. Let me tell you something, Ricky Flair. You may have been a jet riding, limousine riding guy. Whatever it is you say. But I'll tell you something, brother. You don't have a son who's the new heavyweight champion, if you will. I couldn't be more proud of my boy, Cody. It kind of makes up for Gold Dust.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What about your other son?
We don't talk about the other son.
But I must end this by saying, Ricky Flair, I will get fucking like a monkey all over your candy ass.
Can I make a statement real quick about how I'm so glad again this pop filter is in front of me? Did you notice how both Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes both have a speech impediment?
You know, it's kind of
they need to go see Janie.
It's a shame they didn't have a speech therapist.
They got a little. I think you call it a lisp, something.
A little something.
So I have another one for us.
All right. Yes.
Are you ready for another one?
You're going to blow my mind now.
Well, Mark, do you have another one? I feel like I'm trying to take over.
No. I want to hear.
This one's kind of humorous. Tell
me about the Oddities versus D-Generation X.
No. Nobody cares about
that. Daggone it.
The Golden Lions versus Beaches and Cream.
Oh, solid. A little reference to our
OVW
friends. OVW.
Love a little OVW, which we should be doing right now, I might add.
Yeah, that's true, but we're watching the Lightning already down 1-0. Yes.
So what about Beaches and Cream and the Golden Lions?
So I'm all about the Golden Lions. I'm more into daggone it. The Chop Shop and the Maho Rahabashi.
Yeah.
Whatever his name
Mahabala Shira.
Yeah, Shira. That's it.
Yeah, well, I really thought we were going to go Dudley Boys versus Mae Young. That was
pretty simple. That was over pretty quick. How about Stone Cold versus the Corporation? And then how everybody turned.
You're a Stone Cold man.
I was a Stone Cold guy.
So does that mean you like Shotgun Tony Gunn?
I hate Shotgun Tony
Gunn. They're basically the same thing.
But, you know, he's a...
Am I wrong?
He's a knockoff? Ripoff?
He's a knockoff.
Yeah.
I like Mammoth.
Well,
Tuscan Jeans.
Well,
this is going down the way wrong
well,
road.
Well, I'd say 24 minutes in, we're good.
Rabbit hole.
That's good. But we could tell the Lima story real quick.
Thanks for listening.
Why don't we?
Yeah, let's go ahead and start.
Let's start the Lima story.
Basically, it all starts out there.
In Lima.
On all formats.
So we were in Lima.
Right.
And by the way, Lima in Ohio. We're not talking about Lima, Peru.
Right.
We're talking about Lima, Ohio.
And it's Lima.
Have a great day, everyone.
Exactly.
It's Lima in Ohio. And we were there.